any piece of information. Now we have federal rights. Almost all the data I've just shown you is free and open. Anybody can download and access it and put it up on their GIS. In fact, the law prohibits you from being charged for being able to do that. At the state level, it kind of goes state by state. Some states like California and New York pretty much follow the federal policy and regard their state clearinghouses as providers of free and open information. Sometimes they'll require you to register for it, but that's just a tracking mechanism. Now, local agencies will often have the same philosophy. Portland, Oregon, for example, which has a regional authority GIS called Portland Metro, it is set up to sort of duplicate distribution at the federal level. But many other counties or local agencies don't do this. They don't want to provide data. In fact, they want to charge the public for it. This is certainly true in other countries. In Britain, we have Crown copyright. We have, in Europe, you know, Google being sued for violating people's rights to privacy by making public, what would be considered publicly available data, available for other countries. We have situations like I've seen in Egypt, where you've got one federal, one agency, one ministry trying to charge another ministry enormous amounts of data that have been provided free by the US government in the first place for access to data. You get these bizarre situations. Now, sometimes there are reasons for protection for security, and those are worthwhile. I'll show you a couple of examples in the next lecture. Sometimes data are deliberately manipulated so you can trace the source. Steganography means marking data so it can be traced after the fact. This is often done with water maps. Watermarks are what are called cartographic traps. I'll show you an example later. So that's a good stopping point. Why don't I stop right there? And we'll pick this up again next Tuesday by discussing our spatial data rights.